News.
It's 23 degrees and mainly sunny at noon from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Bartlett. RCMP have charged a man with two counts of first-degree murder in the Alberta Amber Alert case. The body of 2-year-old Haley Dunbar Blanchette was found on Tuesday near Blairmore, 220 kilometers south of Calgary. Police say Derek James Suretsky, who is 22, is also charged with one count of committing an indignity to a human body. The tragedy began to unfold early Monday morning when Haley's father, Terry Blanchette, 27, was killed in his home and his daughter was taken away in a speeding white van. Classical music will be coming to the county starting Friday. The Prince Edward County Music Festival will begin Friday night when the new Orford String Quartet will be playing at the Church of St. Mary Magdalene in Picton. The festival's committee marketing coordinator, Hetty Brambette Keller, says it's not a huge event, but people are anticipating it.
This event has been growing over the years, so we've got a very loyal core base, so ticket sales are going okay, pretty well on par with last year.
The event runs until Sunday, September 27th. You can find the full schedule at qnetnews.com. Belleville police reported two separate break-and-enters yesterday morning. Police reported a stolen car, which was later pulled over on Station Street. A young woman was arrested, but a male 16-year-old jumped out before the car was stopped. In the second report, a business was broken into between September 11th and the 12th. Cash and a laptop were stolen from the business. Police are asking for anyone with information to contact Belleville Police or Crime Stoppers. Some migrants thwarted by a razor wire fence along Hungary's border with Serbia are trying their luck using Croatia as a gateway to Austria and Germany. Others are still managing to sneak into Hungary. Reporter Vanessa Gira says Hungarian police have detained at least 174 migrants for illegally crossing the border or damaging the fence.
The border between Hungary and Serbia is essentially sealed. However, small groups of migrants are still managing to breach the border in places. Some go under the fence, some have gone over it. An Associated Press reporter at the scene saw a rug covering coils of barbed wire. It was clearly a spot where some people had climbed over the barrier.
Hungarian officials say its border with Serbia will remain closed as long as large numbers of migrants keep trying to enter Hungary. Premier Kathleen Wynne says it appears that the Pan Am Games in Toronto came in under budget, but admits the numbers have not been finalized. Tourism and Sports Minister Michael Coteau told CTV News that the Games were at least $50 million below the estimated $2.5 billion budget, but Wynne says the final cost of the Games has not been tallied. She says her understanding is there was money left over, but she can't provide any numbers at this point. The premier says all indications are there was a surplus, but she hasn't been told a final number. With the new Fair Elections Act in place, there is a fear that some Native reserves may not be able to vote in the upcoming federal election. Vouching has been eliminated as an option for voters, and everyone is now required to have a proper address if they want to cast a ballot. But despite these regulations, there are still options for anyone who wants to vote. A letter of confirmation of residence can be used as long as it's signed by a band or reserve. Elections Canada has also published voting information in a number of Aboriginal languages in order to make voting accessible to everyone. Ontario's Liberals are being forced to explain why they want to sell Hydro One after condemning the previous Progressive Conservative government for proposing a similar privatization plan.
The Progressive Conservatives dug up a 2002 motion from veteran Liberal Jim Bradley, now the chair of cabinet, that said Hydro One is best kept in public ownership. Bradley cited cabinet confidentiality when asked if he'd ever spoken against the plans to sell 60% of Hydro One, but says he opposed the Tories' plans because they were going to sell 100%.
It's pretty sad when they have to go far back into history to deal with those things.
New PC leader Patrick Brown explains his opposition to the sale of Hydro One by saying he won't be tied to positions taken by previous Tory leaders. Keith Leslie, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
Police in Geneva, Switzerland have arrested a man wanted in Canada in connection with 22 bank robberies over the last 5 years. The 53-year-old French-American citizen was nicknamed the Walter Bandit because he jumped over bank counters in his heists. A Canadian banking association has offered a $100,000 reward for the information leading to his arrest. Two family physicians have signed 5-year contracts with the Quinte West Medical Center as part of the city efforts to bring more doctors to the area. Dr. Ashley Minnick and Dr. Fraser Pollard finished their family practice residency at Queen's University this year. They began seeing patients in August. Quincy West Medical Center has said that currently the two new doctors are only seeing the existing patients. When they do start seeing new patients, it will be through Healthcare Connect, a program that helps find doctors or nurse practitioners for people that do not have one or to change family healthcare providers. The federal government says it plans to challenge a federal court of appeal decision that quashed its attempts to ban face coverings at citizenship ceremonies. Immigration Minister Chris Alexander has issued a terse, one-line statement saying the government will seek leave to appeal the case to the Supreme Court of Canada. Zunaira Ishaq, a 29-year-old woman with devout Muslim beliefs who came to Ontario from Pakistan in 2008, refused to take part in a citizenship ceremony because she would have to show her face. On Tuesday, the appeal court dismissed the government's appeal of an earlier federal court ruling on Ishaq's case that declared the ban on face coverings at such ceremonies was unlawful. The three-judge panel ruled from the bench, saying they wanted to proceed quickly so that Ishaq could obtain her citizenship in time to vote in the October 19th federal election. One of Ishaq's lawyers, Marlise Edworth, said the Immigration Department would be contacted this week so she could attend a citizenship ceremony, accompanied by her lawyers, just in case. That's QNET News on 91X at 12:06. Sports is after the break.
Canadian-made audio equipment. Oxymoron or fact?
Fact. Red Ball Radio is pleased to offer internationally acclaimed Bryston Audio and Totem loudspeakers, both proudly made in Canada. For all your audio-video needs, remember Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden at 6 North Front Street, Belleville. Dislike us on Facebook or on the web at redballradio.com.
This is QNET Sports. Widespread media reports are saying that Belleville is next in line for a new casino. With that, ideas are spreading around the possibility of an entertainment sports complex that could also house an OHL team. Jason Easton of Bring Back the Bulls thinks this casino could go a long way in helping to bring OHL hockey back to Belleville.
Whenever you have large-scale investment, private investment coming into the city, and there's talk of having an arena and an entertainment facility included in that, it certainly gives you reason for optimism.
This season will mark the first time in over 30 years that Belleville has been without OHL hockey. Andrelton Simmons hit an RBI single in the ninth inning as the Atlanta Braves edged Toronto 3-2 last night. Blue Jays sluggers Josh Donaldson and Jose Bautista went a combined 0-for-8 with 4 strikeouts. First baseman Edwin Encarnacion, Toronto's other big bat, missed his second straight game with an injured finger. Ace pitcher David Price takes the mound tonight as the Toronto Blue Jays try to bounce back from consecutive losses. Shelby Miller gets the start for Atlanta in the second of 3 interleague games between the two clubs. Toronto has a 3-game lead in the American League East heading into tonight's games. The New York Yankees, Toronto's closest rival in the AL East, continue their series in Florida with the Tampa Bay Rays. Luis Severino starts for New York while Tampa counters with Chris Archer. The Rays beat the Yankees 6-3 last night. The number one pick in the 2015 NHL draft, center Connor McDavid, will hit the ice at Rexall Center in Edmonton tonight as the Oilers rookies face the University of Alberta's hockey team. In the exhibition game, McDavid was selected first overall in the summer's NHL draft and is expected to be the cornerstone of a major rebuild in Edmonton. One of college football's oldest programs has its first openly gay player. Princeton offensive lineman Mason Darrow told Outsports.com in a story posted on Tuesday that he is gay. Darrow said everything has gone well at home and school since he came out to his teammates and coaches. "People will surprise you," he said. "I was definitely concerned that people, teammates, and everyone would react poorly. I think in this day and age, people really just don't care about it. It's really not a big deal anymore." Darrow is believed to be the only openly gay player in major college football right now. The 6'5", 285-pound junior is expected to play the Tigers' opening game Saturday in Lafayette. "I want to show people you can be gay and play Division I football," Darrow told Outsports.com. "If that's going to help some sophomore in Arizona come out to his teammates and be comfortable with himself, that's the reason I'm doing it. Manny Pacquiao doubts he will ever have a rematch with Floyd Mayweather. Mayweather beat Pacquiao in boxing's richest fight in May and last week defeated Andre Berto for the 49th win of his undefeated career. Afterwards, Mayweather said he'll retire. Pacquiao is still rehabilitating the right rotator cuff he hurt before the Mayweather bout. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now for your Belleville weather forecast. At 12:10, it's 23 degrees. Tonight, it will be clear with a low of 13. Tomorrow, the high will be 26 and sunny. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rebecca Bartlett, news on 91X, next at 1 o'clock.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.